Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Now we have 62 degrees at Reagan National Airport, 816 here on WMAL.
Don't miss the Trading Group Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on WMAL. Learn how you can earn a full-time income as a short-term trader. That's the Trading Group Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. The question line is 888-646-8787.
Will FBI agents be attending local school board meetings?
No, FBI agents will not be attending local school boards meetings, and there's nothing in this memo to suggest that. I want to, again, try to be clear. This memo is about violence and threats of violence.
That the Attorney General Merrick Garland being quizzed by Representative Jim Jordan at a House Judiciary Committee meeting yesterday, talking about that memo that the Department of Justice sent out, saying that the FBI is going to be looking into threats of violence coming from parents who are showing up at these school board meetings in Loudoun County, was a big topic of conversation during that House Judiciary Committee meeting. Ian Pryor, who's a parent in Loudoun County, founder of Fight for Our Schools, with us on the program right now. Ian, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So what was your reaction hearing Merrick Garland yesterday saying, no, the FBI is not going to be showing up at school board meetings. We're not interested in parents who are speaking passionately. We're only talking and concerned about threats of violence, acts of intimidation, things of that matter.
My first thought was that Merrick Garland seems pretty weak, and I'm not sure if he's the one running the Justice Department. When he was actually nominated, I thought to myself, oh, that's interesting. You know, they put up Merrick Garland. He's probably somebody that could confirm pretty easily. And then the next day, they put up Kristen Clark and Vanita Gupta for Associate Attorney General and Civil Rights Division head. And I thought to myself, oh, okay, those are the kind of people that are actually going to be running the Justice Department, people on the far left. And I think that's what happened here. I think that you had, the White House, the NSBA, and, some of Garland's deputies and staffers at DOJ probably working on this plan well before the NSBA letter came out. And by the time the letter came out, there was an attorney general memo ready to go and be signed by Garland. And I don't really think he gave it too much thought. And he certainly took a lot of heat for it yesterday, as he should have, because regardless of it, whether it is he was super involved in this or not, he put his name on it, and it's a massive, massive government overreach.
This is Patrice, and sorry about that. So what are you making of potential news that the superintendent of Loudoun County might have had an email, even sent an email to the school board about a sexual assault that occurred on May 28th? And we know we've been talking about it all morning because this was allegedly an incident where a young woman was sexually assaulted by a young man wearing a skirt who identified as a woman in a bathroom. And we also know that this same assailant has moved on to another school where he also assaulted another female student. But this, it seems like the superintendent may have known and may have alerted the school board. What are you making of this news?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the email that he sent on May 28th to the school board informing them of, most of the details of the incident on May 28th. So what do you have? He sends an email to the school board on that day, and then on June 22nd, gets in front of the school board, and school board member Beth Bartz asks, are there regular sexual assaults in bathrooms? Ziegler could have said no if there weren't, but instead he volunteered that I'm not aware of any records of sexual assaults in bathrooms. So that right there is a flat out lie. And then Chairwoman Brenda Sheridan, realizing that he just lied, decides, oh, I need to clean this up. So she asks if there were any records or, a pattern of transgender sexual assaults in bathrooms. And then, of course, he's prepared with his Time magazine article where he talks about, red herrings and whatnot. But it seems that from that meeting right there, several school board members not only knew, but may have sort of conspired to kind of get that out in the meeting. I think that you go back to their statement last week when they said, well, the school board wasn't made aware of specific details until, news reports. Well, that's some cute phraseology there, but it was clear what they were trying to do, and I don't think they fooled anybody with that statement. It became extremely clear that they did know, and I think that the email that was released by the news yesterday makes it absolutely clear that they knew.
Again, talking with Ian Pryor, parent in Loudoun County, founder of Fight for Our Schools. The fight absolutely continues. Ian, unfortunately, we are out of time, but thank you for your activism, and look forward to talking again in the future.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You bet. 821 here on W.